How are you, George?
Doing great, Tony. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I was scanning the internet. I like to just check out the news and see what's going on. This was late Friday, making sure that we had a good show on Monday. And lo and behold, here's a story that I find that says fall campaign for Travel Michigan canceled. Talk about that. What does that mean?
Well, that's right. Unfortunately, we don't have the funding this year for a fall promotion. Typically, we spend about $2 million a year on fall advertising out of state primarily, places like Chicago and Indiana, Ohio, et cetera. And obviously, the goal is to attract consumers from those markets up into Michigan for September, October trips. You know, this year we took about a 37% budget cut, went from $28 million last year to $17 million this year. And so obviously we had to cut some of our advertising, and the fall campaign, unfortunately, is one of those casualties.
Were you hoping to get more funding perhaps sometime in the past month or so?
We had hoped that, you know, if the state budget had been resolved early, that we might get additional funding that we could apply to fall. But obviously that didn't happen and the budget's not done yet. So, you know, basically time has run out on the fall campaign, so there's really nothing we can do about it for this year. Frankly, our concern now shifts to winter, and that is, will we have money for a winter campaign this year?
So when do these spots stop?
Well, they basically just don't go on. They would have been on the air now. We would have gone up about this time of year, mid-September, late September, into October. So they would have been running right now, like I say, in those out-of-state markets, and they're not.
So what is going to be the process to try and get some funds for the winter time?
Well, and, you know, and winter really is tied to all of next year. What we need is a budget for fiscal 11, which starts on October 1st, and we're hopeful the legislature will fully fund Pure Michigan. Obviously, it's an award-winning program. I mean, Forbes, you know, made it it made the Forbes list of the 10 best tourism campaigns ever. We won four more awards this summer. I mean, so, you know, we live in a world of contrast in some way. We see all this recognition for the campaign. We see the results that it more than pays for itself by the number of visitors it brings in and the sales tax they pay. And yet we're struggling to get the money to get the thing going. So we need $28 to $30 million for fiscal 11 in order to be able to do the winter campaign we should be doing, to do the summer campaign we should be doing next year, and the fall campaign next year.
Well, it seems like there are folks who believe that the campaign works. I know that you won some national awards down in Georgia earlier, just a few months ago, if it was that far back.
Right.
But there are those, including folks from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, who believe that it is a waste of money. As a matter of fact, they have a story just out today from Tom Gannert that says the tourism industry declined to support Pure Michigan.
Yeah, and that headline is totally false. This campaign is so broadly supported by the Michigan tourism industry. I mean, you know, I don't know who wrote the headline. It doesn't even match the story if you read the story, and I did read it this morning. That is just not the case. In fact, the tourism industry this year put up $1.4 million of industry money to support the campaign. But the truth is, you know, we're not Florida. We don't have a Disney, for example, that can spend hundreds of millions of dollars on promotion of our state. Most every business that's a tourism-related business in this state is a small business with a limited marketing budget. So, you know, it's fine to say, well, they should pay for it somehow. But the truth is that if we don't do it at Travel Michigan, it's not going to get done. We are the only entity in the state that has a significant marketing budget for travelers.
Well, it seems like the numbers can be manipulated in any type of situation. What you say and what you believe, what the Mackinac Center for Public Policy says and what their numbers show, how do we know what to believe?
Well, actually, if you read their stuff carefully, they don't really quote any numbers. I mean, they don't really have any research on this. They just have opinions. And that's fine. People can have opinions about things. We actually have research. We pay a professional research company that does this kind of research of advertising return on investment studies, that kind of work. And they do the company we use for this does research for not just destinations like us, but for Procter & Gamble, for General Motors, for Farmers Insurance, a whole list of corporate clients. So we actually use a reputable research firm to form our opinions, unlike other people who just have opinions.
Well, I think the bottom line is, and we're talking with George Zimmerman on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Bottom line, George, to promote anything, you have to spend money for advertising. Anyone who is in business knows that.
Correct.
And it seems like you have some folks who don't want to support you, who don't understand that concept.
Well, that's right. And I think that, you know, and I do hear that argument sometimes. You know, people say, well, gee, do you think an ad's really going to affect somebody? Well, have you heard of a company called Nike or Coca-Cola or General Motors that spend hundreds of millions on advertising? Of course it works if it's well done. And I think we've proven that ours is well done. And, you know, back to the research, you know, we had the legislature a couple of years ago said, well, how do we know that the research company you're using is a valid one, the numbers are valid? And, you know, fair question. Hey, we're okay with that. So we then commissioned Michigan State University, you might have heard of them, to do a comparable study, and they came up with exactly the same result.
George, who does the MEDC support for governor? Who would you folks like to see there? Who do you think would help you more?
You know, we don't take positions on elective office races, but I will say that both candidates, Virg Bonero and Rick Snyder, if you look at their platforms online, they both are supportive of the Pure Michigan campaign in their platforms. And so we're very encouraged by that.
So there's nothing there for the fall, and you're hoping to get some funding for the winter, and hopefully a new governor will help you get that done.
Yeah, absolutely. And we still may get it done this year. You know, the budget's not done for 11. The legislature's still working on it. We're hopeful that we'll get this resolved, get the permanent funding, and kind of get this program moving. You know, again, it's there. It's ready to make money for the state. It just needs to be funded. And as you said, advertising works. Business people know that. And I would just encourage everyone to kind of get behind this thing and let's get it going.
George Zimmerman is with the MEDC. He is the vice president of Travel Michigan in the MEDC's marketing communications unit. George, thanks so much.
Thanks, Frank.